Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, thank you for joining me today. Why is it something as natural as breathing that has so much impact on the quality of our health and our relationships something we don't ever talk about? Well, today's show is a very interesting show. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today's topic is all about sex. You know, it is something that is as natural as breathing. It's so good for the body, mind, and the soul, yet it is something that we really just don't talk about because there's so much vulnerability associated with it, so many expectations based on our childhood, and then so much ego tied into it. So what I'm going to be doing today is I'm not really going to be doing a sex 101 class on anatomy and physiology of sex, but I'm going to be sharing some of my background and personality and the role that personality basically plays in sex and what our needs are around it, those intimacy needs, those deep needs that, you know, sometimes we really expect our partner to be able to read our minds and to just know that's what we need. But what we find is that in my research around sex and intimacy and communication and that deep commitment that comes from both of those things is that sometimes we have to tell the other person what we need. So it should be a very, very interesting show. And all about the sexual pleasures and so forth. And again, going back to what color is your personality. The information I'm sharing on today's show is actually extracted from my book, Love, What's Personality Got to Do With It. It was a fascinating book for me to put together. I did a lot of research, did a lot of surveys. And in the book, I discuss how sex is one of the most important splendors of love because it not only keeps us physically healthy, but it keeps us emotionally healthy. And it provides us that deep, intimate connection that we need with our partner when we hit those stormy times in a relationship, when we just don't see eye to eye. Also, I found as a medical intuitive, and I'm going to share some research as well around the benefit of being able to have a sexual schedule. I hate to say it that way, but you know, we're all so darn busy that so many of the times we get busy, we get tired, especially as women when we're doing both work and juggling family and all the things that we have to do. We're just so darn tired that if somebody, our partner looks at us like, so tonight, it's like, you've got to be kidding. There's no way. But it's really important for both of your well-being for you to have some kind of maybe date night or some kind of activity, maybe on a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday, that literally is just your time for you to enjoy those intimate pleasures that come from that sexual connection. If you haven't read my book, Love, What's Personality Got to Do With It, I encourage you to do so. There's an assessment in the book itself. You just answer a series of 60 statements and voila, you will become a personality color. The colors I use are red, orange, yellow, green. And the reason I use color is because it's a non-threatening way for us to basically step back from ourselves and look at ourselves. But more importantly, for us to be able to look at our partners from a different perspective. And one of the real benefits that I found from the personality work is that you realize that the person isn't really trying to make yourself, to make you miserable. I know that's what it feels like, and we get our feelings hurt, and they get their feelings hurt as males, believe it or not. And what we do is that then we stop talking. And one of the areas when I was doing my research, it was so interesting because I really believed when I started the Love book that the number one tension creator in a relationship was going to be money, because it seems like that's where most of the different values are between colors. But the interesting part of it is it was sex. It was that place where either person didn't feel comfortable or they felt too vulnerable to be able to talk about it. And it's very, very important. So you can go to my, you can go to What Color's Your Personality Got to Do With It. You can also go in and do the Love book, an assessment in there, answer the statements, you become a color. If that's something that you want to just kind of test ride to see what your color is and to begin to get a sense of your color, you can always go to my website, www.ritberger.com. There's a mini assessment on the website itself. And then what you can do, just a small series of questions, and then you start to get a sense of who you are. All of my personality-based books have the long form, the long version of my personality assessment. It literally talks to the brain, so it ask your brain, how do you gather information, how do you process it, and how you make decisions. And those three parts of that neurology of who we are based on personality drives everything we do, how we perceive relationships, how we define love, what intimacy means, what our intimacy needs are, how we communicate, our level of commitment, how we view it. Every part of your personality impacts your relationships and your interactions with other people. So again, www.ritberger.com, or you can purchase my books, the Love Book in particular, through Amazon.com or HayHouse.com. In addition to talking about sex and personality, I'm going to be taking your calls. So if you have a question for me about your relationship or a question about your health, then you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. And then also international callers can use that number if you dial your international calling code, and then 877-230-3062. The sharing of the sexual pleasures really, not only from that emotional standpoint, but really sets off a chain reaction that changes the biochemistry of the body immediately. In that activity, whether it's from the foreplay of the touching and the kissing and the hugging and the snuggling and the stroking of the physical body, or whether it's really into the process of making love, the minute that you even set the intention that you're going to connect at that intimate level, the body and the brain actually starts going through a chemical change. It releases in the brain neuropeptides, endorphins, and neurotransmitters that basically tell the body that all is well. The body then feels this sense of well-being. And then what we do is we literally find that we mentally experience this attitudinal shift in the perception that we have of ourselves, of our life at that moment, of our life in general, and then also the perception that we have with other people and how we interact with them. So it's as good from that physical standpoint as it is that psychological, and it gives us that sense of emotional well-being. Most important, what occurs in that whole process is that we feel loved, we feel desirable, we feel feminine as women, and then the males feel strong as far as their masculinity, and it just opens up so many doors for us to connect at a deeper level. But the most important part of sex, really, when it comes down to it, beyond the emotional aspect of it, if I really have to go in as a medical intuitive, is the fact that it really, really impacts our health. In fact, there was a recent study that was conducted by the National Cancer Institute regarding how sex affects males physically, and it showed that the frequency of sex for men had a direct impact on the reduction of prostate issues, such as prostatitis, which is a large prostate, and specifically prostate cancer. In fact, there in this study, it didn't really put it into these words, but it said the more you use it, the healthier you're going to be. Another study conducted by Rutgers University in Newark also showed that sex for females reduced the effects of PMS, breast cancer, and significantly decreased the development of depression. One of the things that I found especially interesting in the Rutgers study itself is it showed that the older we get, the more we actually need sex for that overall physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Yet as we age, we kind of get into the groove of our relationship, or we go through menopause as females, and then we're just thinking, well, my gosh, you know, I don't have any of those biological triggers that tell me I even have any desire, loss of libido and so forth. But the older we get, the more that we really need to be able to express ourselves sexually and to be able to experience that. And what this study showed is that the more sex that we have, the older we get, it actually decreased the potential for heart disease, it strengthened the immune system, and improved longevity. The study by Rutgers also showed that sex relieves pain, including back pain, menstrual cramps, arthritis, and migraines. And the reason for it is it actually initiates the secretion of a polypeptide, vasoactive intestinal peptide, or called very simply VIP, which is known to have a blocking pain power stronger than morphine. So a lot of good reasons for us to put that into our weekly schedule. Now, the male listeners that are listening at this point in time are going to love this next statement, because both studies showed that if a male had sex 21 times a month, even older males, it would reduce their chance of prostate cancer by 43%. So very, very interesting statistics. So that's a little bit about the kind of anatomy, physiology, and the aspect of the emotional part of the connection of sex as far as our well-being. But what I want to do is I really want to focus this show on what role personality plays as far as what those sexual needs are, what the expectations are. And so what I do is, again, I use it by color, red, orange, yellow, and green. And so I want to take the first part of this show, in addition to taking your calls, I want to take the first part of this show, and I really want to talk about the personality color. So I'm going to start with the red and the yellow personality. And the reason for that is they tend to make decisions based on logic. So what that means is that it isn't that they're not emotional, and it doesn't certainly mean that they're not emotionally sensitive. It's just that it takes more foreplay, truthfully, for that red or that yellow to get into that mindset and that emotional mindset in order to feel open to expressing themselves at that intimate level that each of the colors actually desire and need. So let me begin with the red. When it comes to sex, the red has the greatest physical needs, meaning that their physical senses, sight, hearing, touching, taste, and smell need to be stimulated. So when you're in that foreplay aspect of it, then what it is, it's very important. They need to be touched. Their skin needs to be touched. They need to be talked to. They need to be able to have this appealing sight of what the visual activity is going to be. A lot of times for reds, that process with the female, if she were to put on something that was sexually stimulating, then that has a lot of desire and a lot of the trigger that the red male needs. And then also, this is reversed. I mean, this isn't just about males. It's the same thing with red females. They're very physical creatures as well, and they really would like their male body that they're looking at to be, you know, clean and to smell good and to maybe have some different things that, you know, maybe it's some underwear that would be stimulating or something like that. They want to see that male as being sexually appealing. And then conversely, the same with the males. Both sexes, male and females, actually sex is a necessity of life. And without sex, it actually creates mood and chemical changes in them. What they can do is if they aren't having the frequency of sex that feels good to them and then also to their partner, because this is a two-way street, then what they'll do is they'll become aggressive, moody, pensive. And what I always say is their attitude becomes a little surly. And what I mean by that is that they become unpredictable. They're kind of can be a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. And what that can show up is it can ultimately, if there's enough lack of that intimacy in the relationship, it can actually in reds lead to depression. So remember that the red, male and female, is very, very physical. They really enjoy the physical aspect of the foreplay and then of the making love itself. So again, it has to stimulate the five physical senses. Red sees sex as serving several purposes. First of all, it helps them relax. Reds look at it as a biological event first and then an emotional event second. It satisfies those biological needs. It makes them feel good about themselves. In the case of the males, it makes them feel like their masculinity has been pumped up. They feel good about themselves. It isn't unusual for red males to ask on a scale of 1 to 10, so what do you think? Now, you notice I said, what do you think, not versus what you feel. And again, it's part of that process of that male virility. And then for females, then it's also very important for them to feel good about themselves because they're logical decision makers. And what that means is they really don't get in touch with emotions to make decisions. So that activity that's associated with making love and with sex. And you notice I use two words, and the reason I use two words is from a red, it's sex. From a green and an orange, it's making love. So it's the same thing. It's just using different words. The other thing is one of the purposes for the red, it allows them to feel like they're in control, both male and female, and then it recommits their commitment to their relationships. Reds enjoy foreplay up to a point, and when they're ready, then they're ready, male and female. You know, if your intimacy needs is 2 hours of foreplay and a red is 10 seconds, then there's going to be a difference between the two of you in the way that you're going to be pursuing this activity around all of this commitment and this intimacy that you're going to be sharing. Reds need sex on a regular basis, so their expectation of their partner, their spouse, is to be ready, willing, and able whenever they're ready, willing, and able. Now, the second personality color is the yellow. And as a yellow, when I got into this part of the book, I really had a lot of difficulty writing about the yellow and around the sexual aspect of it, because the yellow views sex so differently. They see sex as more of a mental process and rather than being physical and emotional. So let me explain what that means. Sex for the yellow really begins in their head. So if you're going to have a date with your partner, what you do is you start early in the week and you say, well, I'd like to have a date on Saturday morning with you, and then I'd like to have some coffee, and I'd like to sit around and let's just talk. Let's not necessarily have to get up and just start taking care of everything. If that isn't possible because you have children, then set another date night. But the minute that you plant those words in the yellow's mind, they immediately start the process. So what it does is they go through the process, how the foreplay is going to be, what it's going to be like, what they're going to look like, how they're going to be able to provide you the satisfaction and the enjoyment that you're looking for, because a lot of the activities around sex for the yellow is all in that mental preparation. Now, there's a good news, bad news about that. The good news is there's a mental preparation. The bad news about it is that they live it so much in their mind that by the time you get around to it, they're already done. So it can feel anticlimactic for both the person, the yellow, and then for their partner, because by the time it gets there, frankly, sometimes they're so satisfied that they're really not even interested in it. And it can leave the other person really, really feeling bad about themselves and about the fact that maybe they're not attractive, both male and female again. So in that process with the yellow, what you do is you keep them, you plant that seed, let them mull it around and let them do their thing. Whenever you're going to have the date and so forth, you know, that morning, I'm really looking forward to the event of the evening. You know, I'm putting the kids down, or we're going to do this and we're going to do this. Let them think about it. And then what you do is when you sit down at dinner, if you're sharing dinner before the activity and everything, then what you do is don't talk about work. Don't ask them how their day was. Don't talk about work. Don't talk about what's going on or anything. The red can recover much more quickly than the yellow, but the yellow will immediately go into problem solving. And then they basically forget what the activity of the evening is and they lose interest. So the yellow's personality sees sex as serving these purposes, giving pleasure to their partner, their spouse. That is the number one activity of the yellow. They want to see that you are feeling attractive, that your intimacy needs that are met, those emotional needs are met, and then it deepens the commitment. They see it as offering the opportunity to try new things and to heighten sexual pleasure. When it comes to the process of preparing for making love, then what will occur is that they will literally create this wonderful ambiance, and maybe they'll want to try some new things. So it's very important, if you have any kind of adversity to any kind of, you know, objects or anything that could be for movies or anything like that, you need to be really upfront with your partner and say, you know what, that just doesn't turn me on. That's not what this is about. This is what I need. And again, that goes back. It causes us to have to be vulnerable. But if we don't, especially with the yellow, they see it as this major event and this everything, and they're going to look for anything they can to find you pleasure. They also see it as providing mental stimulation and food for thought. They see it as a very integral and necessary part of sustaining a healthy relationship. Part of the reason for that is that yellows actually experience experience something that I call commitment anxiety. They will commit. If they do commit, they commit for life. But the problem is they don't always let people in to know what their needs are, and especially around their intimacy needs, because that feels vulnerable. They see it also as boosting self-confidence and then creating a mental bliss and that inner sense of well-being. And again, you know, it's important not only for you to know your personality color, but it's very important for you to know the personality color of your spouse or your partner, so then you can dialogue and you can create environments and situations and something that's so important to our overall well-being, so both people get what they're looking for out of that foreplay and out of the making love, and then even the afterglow afterwards. And I'm going to be talking about that in the next segment. What I'd like to do is I'd like to go to, is this Lou? How do we say this? Hi, sweetie. You're from Edmonton, Canada. How are you, sweetie? Tell me your name.
Thank you, Carol, very much.
You're welcome, honey. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes,
oh, good.
Yes, Carol. I'm calling on behalf of my oldest boy. He seemed to be very, very sad. He actually told me he's really, you know, depressed. He's a really nice kid, but I was wondering, what do you see in him, Carol?
Well, the first thing is, and I'm going to take it an esoteric approach, first of all. He's a highly sensitive intuitive. He picks up a lot of people's emotions through nonverbal clues. And what he does is he's able to, you know, he can walk into a room and he can literally sense the mood of the room. He can pick up what people are having tension in their lives. Maybe there's been loss in their life. Maybe there's health issues and so forth. So the first part of it is he has this high sensitivity, heightened sensitivity around his intuition. My sense is, sweetie, he's not real sure what to do with that. The next thing is he's one of these rare personalities that are gracing this earth at this time that run a feminine energy in a male body. And as a result, there's an energetic tension between the physiology, the testosterone, and all that, you know, that aggressiveness that comes with it. And then there's this beautiful gentleness within him. So he's trying in his own development, in his own personality, and his own identity in this world, is that, yes, he's in male body. Yes, he has all of this male hormones and he has things, but he's what I would call a compassionate warrior. And what that means is a tremendous sensitivity, but he's got this male body that there's expectations around it. So those are two things you can help him from the standpoint of sharing that, you know, you're a compassionate warrior. You could do a little bit of research as far as archetypes, or just talk to him that way. The other thing that I can tell you, honey, is that, and he's really had this since he was probably about 10 or 11 years old. He's always had hormone swings, and he's always had some serotonin deficiencies and these highs and lows associated with it. So part of the depression that you're actually seeing and he's hearing really has a chemistry foundation to it as well. So if he's open to it, I would suggest, has he seen a psychologist or a psychiatrist?
He did briefly, but then I'll try to convince him to do so.
Okay. It would be, and I would, again, you know, I'm not anti-medicine, all of you as listeners, nor anti-doctors. It would be worthwhile because it feels like he's got so much on his plate right now that he's doing so much different juggling. That's going to have a stress effect. It's going to have a chemical effect. If he would talk to a psychologist or a psychiatrist and look at where he is with the stress and just kind of getting to know himself, then it would be worthwhile for him to consider going on some form of mild medication. It might be Wellbutrin. It might be Zoloft, something that he could just get on that would just kind of help him get through this time. I would love to be able to say to you that I think that he could manage this basically through diet changes, and really looking at it that way, and even herbs. I mean, Sammy might be able to help him, St. John's wort, tyrosine. He could do 5-HTP to help him with the sleep and so forth. So he could do all those things. But there's this underlying chemical pattern in him. In fact, I can put him on a calendar. And I can put them on a calendar that in about mid-August, when everything starts to kind of get back into the fall and winter's coming, I can start to find the cycle in him. And so it might be something that, you know, he could look at from that direction as well. But in this place and time, it may be just worthwhile for him to see if he could just find some things, and he could still do the Sammy and do the things, but it just feels like he just needs his hypothalamus and pituitary just need to remember that they're friends and they're not at odds with each other. And my sense is this would be able to help in that. Also, I can tell you that this chemical predisposition that I'm picking up also is a predisposition that has to do with your husband's side of the family. There's a predisposition for these chemical imbalances in the physical body, and I can go back to your husband's mother, and then I can keep going back generational, and I can find that there's this predisposition for this serotonin imbalance and dopamine imbalance that could be at the root of his depression. This is truly, honey, a clinical depression. This isn't a figment of an imagination or someone that's just feeling melancholy at this point in time.
Okay.
The fact that he's saying that to you, what he's doing is he's saying, Mom, I need you to listen. Mom, I need you to, you know, offer your perspective and insight. He adores you. He adores the wisdom within you. He connects with you at that intuitive level. So he's not only asking for his mother, but he's asking for that intuitive part of you to share a perception with him. And then he will be able to make the decision on what he wants to do.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Carol.
You are so welcome. So, sweetie, before you get off the line, would you please pronounce your name?
My name, Lewell.
Lewell. Beautiful name. Beautiful name. Well, light and love to you. Thank you so much for calling me.
Thank you so much, Carol.
My pleasure. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be coming back, and I'm going to be talking some more about sex and what personality has to do with it, and then also talking about the orange and the green personality and their perception of sex and what they need. So stay tuned. I'm going to be right back.
Like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
TalkRadio.com.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now. Toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me on the show today, I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and the topic of today's show is sex. What's personality got to do with it? And the information that I'm sharing is extracted from my book, Love, What's Personality Got to Do with It? You know, I have a hard time. I need to tell you, when I wrote that, as far as the title for this book, when I have a I have to say it. I just want to sound like Barry White. Now, I know I'm really aging myself, and if any of my international callers don't know Barry White, he had this deep voice, and he'd go, and love. So I want to go, love, what's personality got to do with it? And then I move in, of course, to Tina Turner, what love's got to do with it. So we have multiple personalities here on the air today. Anyway, in the first segment, I talked about the sexual needs and expectations of the red and yellow personality. And then in this segment, I'm going to be talking about the orange and the green personality, how they view sex, their needs, and the expectations around it. But I would love to be able to take your calls and share my medical intuitive skills with you. So I invite you to call me if you have a question for me about your health or about today's topic on sex. You can call me in the U.S. and Canada, and even international callers. Call me at 877-230-3062. Again, that is 877-230-3062. I would like to also invite you to join me for my monthly Your Health teleclass. It's going to be Thursday, September 30th at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And because September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, the topic of my September teleclass is on prostate cancer. In this 60-minute class, I'm going to be talking about how conventional medicine, alternative medicine, and intuitive medicine looks at prostate cancer. And I'm going to be sharing some new information, some new research on prostate cancer, because we're learning that prostate cancer isn't like most cancers where it's a one size fit all. There are literally three different aspects of prostate cancer, and only one of them really has any kind of life threatening issues around it. And in fact, a very small percentage, over 200,000 men in the U.S. annually gets diagnosed with prostate cancer, but in reality, only as few as 15% are going to actually have the prostate cancer that's going to require a more radical approach. So again, it's some cutting edge information, some things that you can do from an alternative standpoint, things to be able to talk to the doctor about, both from the male's perspective and the female's perspective. I'm going to be looking at it, how it looks energetically in the aura, and then also some of the psychological meanings. And so it's just a whole perspective of prostate cancer, and then also the whole laundry list of alternative choices that people are going to be able to try in order to deal with prostate cancer. So again, it is a free teleclass. I forgot to mention that. So if you are interested, you can register for the teleclass on my website at www.ritberger.com. Again, it's free. If your husband, if you as a male, or your husband, partner, brother, father, grandfather, or even a friend has been diagnosed with prostate cancer, I really encourage you to share this information with them. The teleclass is free. It's 60 minutes in length. And then what I always do after the teleclass is I spend 20 to 30 minutes actually sharing time, answering questions, and interacting with the people that are participating in the teleclass. So it's a very good, insightful learning process, and it's fun to be able to share my skills and answer your questions. Also, I'd like you to know that the audio and printable PDF of my August Your Health teleclass is now available for purchase on my website at www.ritberger.com. The topic for August was chronic fatigue syndrome. The printable PDF is 29 pages and long, a well-rounded perspective of chronic fatigue, looks at a lot of the causes. Chronic fatigue is considered one of these really mysterious illnesses and so forth. It's really not an illness even. That's been what we're learning. It's more of a syndrome, meaning that it has a variety of symptoms associated with it. And so 29 pages, a lot of information. Both the audio and the printable PDF are available for purchase, but we also have a preview feature. So if you'd like to listen to the audio to get a sense, is this something that you really are interested in investing money in, you can. And then also you can look at a synopsis of kind of a snippet, actually, of what the printable PDF is. So again, if you know of anybody that's suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome or yourself, you might want to go in and just check it out. All right, so let's go in. We've been talking about personality and the role that it plays and how each personality color has a different need for the intimacy needs are different. The communication style is different. The red personality likes to be talked to in the foreplay process. They like to be talked to in the sexual process where you're sharing each other's sexual pleasures. So, again, they like to be talked to. The yellow really doesn't like to be talked to because then it's distracting. They don't know if it's okay. Is there a problem? So when you talk to a yellow in the process, it needs to be short, sweet, but most often nothing at all. You can always dialogue afterwards, but in the process, it's a little bit distracting, frankly, for them. So the reason that I bunched the red and the yellow together was the fact that they make decisions based on logic. That doesn't mean that they're not emotional sensitive. They just don't seek in that sexual pleasure exchange. They don't seek that emotional connection the way that the orange and the greens do, because the orange and greens actually make decisions based on emotional judgments, meaning that the decisions they're going to make have got to feel right in their gut, feel right in their heart, feel right in their entire body. Then what they're looking for when it comes to the foreplay and the sexual pleasure exchange, what they're looking for is they're looking for that emotional commitment to be fulfilled. They want to be able to feel like they're attractive, both male and female, and they want to feel like they're bonding at that deep emotional level. Because of this, then what'll happen is if they don't get that emotional bonding, and this happens many times with the orange and green personality, with the red personality is physical, the orange and green is emotional. As a result, if the orange and green don't get those deep emotional connections made the way that they need, they really feel dissatisfied. They feel disappointed. And then the orange goes in and feels guilty because they didn't do the right thing to be able to get that. And then the green goes into this randomness that it's like, what could I have done different? Should I have maybe had more candles? Maybe we needed more music. Maybe we needed to look at things different. Maybe we shouldn't have had as heavy a meal. Maybe we should have had more of a light meal. Maybe we should have done. So again, when it comes to these emotional needs not being met, both of those colors will approach it from a different perspective. What the orange will do by nature, if these emotional needs aren't met on a consistent basis, they will basically emotionally push back from their partner. And as a result for that, then what they'll do is they'll have a difficult time engaging both orange, male and female. Then the sexual activity itself can become more of an obligation than it is really being something that is supposed to be pleasurable and to be able to satisfy people at the deep needs that they have. The orange and the green sees the sexual pleasures, again, from foreplay to the actual making love to the afterglow and the conversation, the snuggling that goes on afterwards. They see it as a way to really deepen that emotional commitment of the relationship itself. So let's go in. Oranges see sex as serving this purpose. It emotionally satisfies them. It feeds their need for emotional intimacy. And then also it determines the quality of their relationship. The orange personality is in the way that they view their own health and well-being is directly tied to the quality of their relationship. If they're not feeling that emotional commitment, then for that personality, then the relationship has problems. Maybe there's something that is really wrong. They start to fixate on what could be wrong. They start to worry. They start to get concerned. And then what they do is then they start to put the process. Maybe there's something wrong in the relationship. And so it's kind of an insidious process and so forth. But for the orange, it also makes them feel appreciated. Both male and female orange personalities need to hear the words, I love you. They need to hear the words, especially after sharing sexual pleasures. You know, that really was wonderful. And they just need to snuggle in and, you know, I feel so good. And you were just marvelous. And again, you don't go on and on and on. You know, you were a 10, you were marvelous. You were fantastic. You were this and that. All they need to know is that the two of you bonded at that level, and they need to hear the words that are associated with that satisfaction and that appreciation. I appreciate what you did. It's not that you were tired, blah, blah, blah. We don't have to give them a whole long dissertation, but you know what? You were fantastic. something as simple as that. And then the orange stays emotionally engaged and so forth. For the orange personality, it also alleviates any feelings of inadequacy or insecurities they have around being desirable. One of the things to remember about the orange personality is they will always put other people's emotional needs before their own. So when it comes to your needs, you know, around your everyday activities, your needs at home, your laundry, the mail as far as taking care of you, whatever it needs. But the one thing that it comes down to it is when it comes to those emotional needs around making love, those needs really need to be authentic. They have to be sincere. When you say to someone, that was really fantastic, it has to have the truth, that sensitivity that the orange is going to pick up, because then it lets them know, gosh, you know, that was really good. I feel good. They feel good. And then it deepens that commitment. The orange personality's desire for sex is directly tied to their emotional state of mind and to the quality of their relationship. If they're mad at their partner or spouse or hurtful things have been said, now that can be hurtful things and it can be the day that you're going to have your date evening, or it could be the week before, it could be the month before. Oranges tend to hold those hurts inside longer than any other personality color. So you have to be very sensitive to what you say. You have to be very sensitive to criticism that you're going to be sharing with the orange. And what you always do with an orange is you always start with all of the good things, and then it turns into something about a constructiveness. It cannot have a personal edge to it, because if you do, what's going to happen is the orange is going to go into protection, pull themselves back from you, and then what they're going to do is they're not going to have any interest, both male and female, as strange as it may sound with the male, because as females, we think males are always ready, but the reality of it is they will pull back, and as a result, it's not punishment. It's just they don't have that emotional connection with you. Very interesting, isn't it? So again, you just want to, you know, praise. You want to, for the orange, if you're going to both male and female, set a date night. You know, we're going to go to this favorite restaurant. But even with oranges, they don't tell like the reds do. Hey, we're going to go to this restaurant. We're going to do this. We're going to do that and everything. The orange says, we're going to go. I'd like to do a date night. Where would you like to go? And then what would you like to order? And all the things, all they want to do is accommodate. Now, the green personality is a very different personality from the standpoint of what they have as far as intimacy needs, because for them, any kind of sexual pleasure exchange is literally a commitment at a spiritual level. They see this exchange of sexual pleasures as a deep spiritual commitment. As a result, the greens are very physical. They enjoy the touching, the kissing, the stroking of the body, the snuggling and everything else. They like to be able to talk. That's the mental part about it. They enjoy the emotional part of it, where there's that emotional connection. But more importantly, what they're really looking for is they're looking for that spiritual connection. They literally see the sharing of pleasures with their partner or their spouse as being something where they take two people that are very different and they create a new mini-me in the relationship. So in that particular case, the green sees sex for serving these purposes. They see it as a consecration of their commitment to their partner or spouse. It forms a deep spiritual bond in the merging of body, mind, and soul. The green also shows that how much they're valued and how much commitment there is in the relationship. And then also it allows them to see and share and express how they feel in the process. That can be before, during, and after. And then what it does for the green is the exchange of sexual pleasures really is about feeling complete. And then it makes them feel accepted and loved. Now, if you've been listening to the show, you've heard me use the word sex, making love, and exchange of sexual pleasures. All of those words were not words that were trying to be politically correct. The reality of it is, for the red, it's sex. And you can call it that. For the yellow, it's making love. For the orange, it's making love. And for the green, it's sharing sexual pleasures. It's that intimacy bond. So again, the more you learn about your personality and the personality of your spouse or partner or boyfriend, then what you're going to do is you're going to, or girlfriend, then what you're going to do is to realize that actually words can be part of the triggering of the process. Green says, with red, always are in the mood for sex because it energizes them and it stimulates their creativity. They enjoy the sexual foreplay. The difference is the red, it doesn't go on for a long time, but if a green could really have the perfect environment where the kids wouldn't knock at the door and where they could really just enjoy each other's company, they would escape to this romantic hideaway that it's just the two of them. There would be the ambiance that would be for just the snuggling and everything. And actually for a green, the sexual experience could be 3-4 days in length, and that would be the ultimate in foreplay. And it would be the exchanging of sexual pleasures many, many times. Greens are very sexual creatures. They're very physical creatures. If they had a weekend away, you know, when you get there the next morning that you were to make love for a green, it's like, oh, okay, well, come on, let's go. Let's do it. Let's go somewhere else. And then let's come back and do it some more. That's the way they kind of look at it. When they say do it, that isn't that they're demeaning it. It's just part of the fun. It's part of the pleasure. It's part of the playfulness and so forth, where the reds want it short and sweet. And so what you can start to see is that you can see that each color really has a different perception of what they're looking for in the intimacy aspect. When it comes to sex, and I'm just going to do it very, very briefly by color, it is in the book, Love What's Personality Got to Do with It. And I am going to still be taking your calls. I have a few more minutes that I'm able to do that. So if you do have a question for me about the topic, you can call me at 877-230-3062. I'd love to take your call. So when we go in and we say intimacy, and we look at intimacy, physical, emotional, that physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Those are the four different aspects of intimacy. For the red, the most intimate need they have is physical. For the yellow, the most intimate need they have is mental. For the orange, the most intimate need they have is literally emotional. And then for the green, it's that spiritual part. Now, if you're a red with a green, which is a common combining of personalities in relationship situations, the reds want it to be very physical. Yes, greens are physical, but if the red, if it's all about just biological needs, the green's not going to be satisfied. And one of the things with the green personality is that in that particular case, they're very, very loyal as far as their needs being met. But if their needs aren't being met, then the grass is always greener on the other side. That isn't to imply that they're promiscuous when they're in a relationship, because they will do anything in their power, humanly possible, to make that relationship work. But if they dot every I, cross every T, and they really try to make it work and it doesn't, then at some point in time, quite frankly, the green is going to become bored, they're going to quit trying, and then the grass is going to become green on the other side. If an orange needs an emotional commitment from the intimacy needs and a yellow needs the mental, well, we have a great difference. For the yellow, mental is first, emotional is last. For the orange, emotional is first, and mental is last. So again, very, very important for each of us to really get a sense of who we are, get a sense of what our needs are, but most importantly, to talk about what our needs are. Both male and female, if we could, in a relationship, move beyond where we expect through telepathy for us to be able to read each other's mind, to know what each other needs, and to just ask and talk about it. And you can do it, you know, not in a clinical way, but you could do it when you're, you know, sitting around and your arms are wrapped around each other. You're holding hands on a walk or something. It does need, sex needs to be forefront in the thought, especially with our activities, the demands and everything. There was an interesting research study that was just recently done, is around females and sex. Would a female rather have sex or read a book? And quite frankly, because of the demands and the female and everything, one of the things that it found in this research of thousands of women is women would rather read a book than they would to have sex. And then there was another study that showed that something that was called chore play, C-H-O-R-E, that if the male would engage in helping the female take care of some of the daily demands that she has to deal with when she comes home from working and so forth, then it would literally free her up from feeling like she had to do that or feeling guilty that she had to. And what it would do is it would literally change her thinking and let her see that she doesn't always have to be in that mommy role or that wife role or that provider role or that protector role or all the roles that women play. And then as a result, it was much easier for her to be able to think in that standpoint from being able to share sexual pleasures from the standpoint when the male would approach her, then she wouldn't be turned off by it. And that's literally what the study showed, is that women are just tired. They're tired, and then to have to, you know, perform or dress or do all these things, oh my gosh, it's just a little too much for it to, you know, be on the agenda. Frankly, that's exactly what the study came out with. So we have to really, again, I started the show out by saying it sounded almost kind of cold. We really have to create date times. We have to create this, you know, sex times or making love times or sharing sexual pleasures. We really need to look at things differently and set time aside for something that is so important, not only for the commitment of the relationship, the needs of the intimacy, the emotional well-being, but really when it comes down to the fact that we really need to have that encounter, that closeness, that commitment for us in order to stay healthy. Very, very interesting. So what I want to do is I've been talking about this. Again, if you want to know your personality color, all of my personality-based books actually have the personality full version in there. A lot of fun. You just read the statements. If they best describe you or they feel like they're you, you just circle a statement and voila, you become a color. Now, I almost need to give a Surgeon General warning, though, on this. And what I mean by that is that once you start to realize your color and you learn more about who you are, you're going to have a whole lot of different curiosity coming up about your children, about your family, about your partner, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. You're going to start seeing the world differently. You're going to start seeing it via the world of personality. And what that's going to do is it's going to shift the perception that you have of people. Ultimately, my desire in sharing all of this work and my fascination with personality is that you'll start to realize that really maybe people aren't trying to make your life miserable. Maybe they literally see love, commitment, intimacy, sex, money, relationships, children. They just see it differently. And I hope that that's the benefit of it. When I've gone in on this show, I've only touched the tip of the iceberg around personality. Oh my gosh, it goes on and on and on. My book, What Colors Your Personality, touches a little bit on the health aspect of it. Love the relationship aspect of it. Managing people, what's personality got to do with it? Really touches how do we deal with relationships in the work environment. And then I have a book called Your Personality, Your Health. And that really blends both the esoteric, kind of that woo-woo medical intuitive part of Carol with the scientific part of personality. Very, very interesting. Well, I hope that sharing this information with you has really helped you realize that, you know, maybe your needs just aren't touched yet, and maybe it's an opportunity for you to go and find them. But most important, when it came to the deterioration of a relationship, it wasn't sex, it wasn't money, it wasn't parenting, it wasn't even the quality of the perception each person had of the relationship. The real deteriorating factor in relationships was people stopped talking to each other. Please, if you're not getting your needs met, talk to your partner. Again, it can be done clinically. That's really not as warm, fuzzy, and lovey-dovey. But the bottom line is, share what your needs are. Don't expect them to be able to know what they are. And the reason for that, they may be tired, they may be busy, they may be preoccupied. And if you expect that, then there really is an opportunity for the two of you in your relationship to not really bond at that deepest, deepest of level. So again, lots of information on my website, www.ritberger.com. I hope that you'll join me for my free Your Health teleclass. You can also go in. I have 18 actually, different illnesses that I've looked at from a holistic perspective. Lots of information. Please visit my site. I hope that you're going to join me again next week, and I'm going to be sharing more information. Just kind of all of these things that I do are all suggestions of my listeners and so forth. So thank you for supporting me, supporting my work. You have a wonderful week. I'll see you next week on the radio. This is Carol Reitberger, and you've been listening to The Carol Reitberger Show.
You've been listening to The Carol Reitberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.